Hey everyone. Welcome back to Daily Stoic Power. I'm your host, Brooklyn Weston, and let me tell you, sometimes this world feels like it's running at warp speed, right? Emails piling up, deadlines looming, that ever-present scroll through social media. It's enough to make anyone's head spin. Today, we're diving into a powerful tool that can help us navigate this chaos and find some much-needed calm. The art of focusing on the present moment. Ever feel like you're constantly stuck in your head, replaying past mistakes or worrying about the future? Let me tell you, I get it. It's like our minds are these relentless pinball machines bouncing from thought to thought. But what if there was a way to hit the pause button and just be present? To savor this very moment instead of letting it slip through our fingers? That's where the power of mindfulness comes in. It's not about emptying your mind, trust me, that's impossible. It's about training your attention to be anchored in the here and now. Think of it like this. Imagine you're walking barefoot on a warm summer day. Feel the grass beneath your feet, the sun on your skin, the gentle breeze whispering past you. These are all sensory experiences happening right now, in this very moment. That's mindfulness in action, bringing awareness to our senses and experiences without judgment. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you master the art of present moment focus. 1. Recognize your wandering mind. The first step is acknowledging when your mind starts to wander. We all do it. It's like a mental hiccup, taking us away from the present experience. Just gently guide your attention back to your surroundings, your breath, or whatever anchors you in the now. 2. Embrace the power of your breath. Our breath is our most natural anchor to the present moment. Try taking a few deep breaths, inhaling slowly and deeply through your nose, holding for a count, and exhaling slowly through your mouth. Notice the rise and fall of your chest, the coolness of the air entering your lungs, and the warmth as you exhale. This simple act can instantly bring you back to center. 3. Engage your senses. The world is full of sensory delights. Take a moment to truly notice the sights, sounds, smells, tastes, and textures around you. Sip your coffee mindfully, savoring the aroma and taste. Listen to the birds singing outside your window. Feel the warmth of the sun on your face. Engaging your senses helps ground you in the present experience. 4. Practice gratitude. Shifting your focus to what you're grateful for can be a powerful way to cultivate present moment awareness. Take a few moments each day to reflect on things you appreciate, big or small. It could be a loving friend, a delicious meal, a beautiful sunset. Gratitude helps us savor the good in our lives and reduces stress by shifting our perspective. 5. Be kind to yourself. Learning to focus on the present moment takes time and practice. Don't get discouraged if your mind wanders, just gently bring it back. Remember, you're not a robot, your mind is meant to wander. Treat yourself with kindness and patience as you cultivate this valuable skill. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're stuck in traffic during rush hour. Your car crawls along, the air thick with exhaust fumes, horns honking, and people looking stressed. It's easy to get caught up in the frustration, right? You start replaying that embarrassing moment from earlier, worrying about your deadline, or scrolling through social media, further disconnecting you from the present experience. But what if you could use this time differently? Instead of letting anger and anxiety take over, try focusing on your breath, noticing the feeling of your hands gripping the steering wheel, listening to the hum of the engine. You might even find a moment of peace amidst the chaos. So, there you have it, 5 powerful ways to harness the art of present moment focus for reduced stress and greater clarity. Remember, it's not about erasing your thoughts, it's about becoming more aware of them and gently guiding your attention back to what's happening right now. By mastering this skill, you can transform ordinary moments into opportunities for peace and joy. Keep practicing, keep being present, and let me know in the comments how this practice is working for you. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a dose of mindful magic. Until next time, stay stoic, stay strong, and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.